Hey gang, Crest here. That's a sort of issue with this episode. I genuinely do not know what happened, like, at all. But somehow my player's audio got really echoey. You can still understand them and hear them, but it's just kind of there throughout this episode, and I don't really know how to fix it yet. Either I need better audio, ooh, I mean, I need better editing equipment, or the trick to, I just don't know it yet, but if I do know it, eventually I'll fix it. But if you'd want to skip this episode, no judgments. But as always, I'm doing the best I can. Enjoy the episode.
Hello, I am Dr. Isix. You may find me at various places of that sort. I co-host a podcast called Watches of Tomorrow with my friend Geplin. I go by he, him, and I play Parnell Westcott, the paladin. She is a she, her, and she goes around trying to make friends with people. It's good times.
Hello, I am Gepwin. You can find me as Gepwin pretty much anywhere. I do some gaming YouTube stuff and co-host a podcast with Dr. Isix where we do Star Trek and other sci-fi related media things. I play Gimstan, who is technically a cleric, though there may be some multi-classing in my near future. I'm unsure, but he doesn't really do healing or religion or anything that a cleric does.
I am Jen. You can find me as just Jen on Twitter. I also play every Monday night on TTRPG Academy in Faerun Reborn. I play Finry Lovaso. I am a Celestial Blessed healer, which is a cleric. She may not be very bright, but she really loves to love.
And I am Cress, my pronouns are he, him, and I am our dungeon master or world runner, depending on the campaign. Welcome to Choices. Last time, the party left the Bastion of Tides because, well, staying there and waiting for more of Mordred's forces to come back was a bit of an issue, so they left. There was a bit of consulting about what to do next because the party wanted to go to Carmarthen to get with Rosa to get more magical aid and trying to understand what in the world was going on. And then a nature check and looking at a map revealed that Tintern, the town Finry currently calls home and home of the New Dawn Rebellion, the faction she and Sir Beau are part of, was on the way, and that Crinston, the caravan driver, kind of made a meal of the journey, so to speak. So I, the DM, got to reveal the hex map, which I've been looking forward to, and the party set out for Tintern. There was a lot of RPing moments, mainly revolving around Finry, who keeps forgetting to train Amethyst in the morning, as well as some weird mysteries going on with her because she's an elf and yet she still sleeps like a normal person. But the party soon enough reached Tintern. Finry had a report in at the barracks. The other two went off to explore the town and were puzzled by the buildings and some of its people. Finry went back to town and reunited with her partner and was able to reassure Angelo that Amethyst was all right. And then disaster, as aberrant corruption that had been slowly been creeping in from the north finally reached the mines, which was a source of iron and a source of income for the town. And with the corruption came very unpleasant creatures, as the party had to fight two ghosts.
Spooky.
At the end of it, so the party and the rebellion generals all convened and yeah, Tintern is really lacking magical aid, so it was decided that that Sir Beau would accompany you guys to Carmarthen in hope of finding magical aid, and that is where we start. Okay, so Finry, you get to rest in the barracks, but sadly, Parnell and Gimstan, you are not members of the rebellion yet. So to that end, you guys have to find an inn, and they are able to point you towards towards here it is. Sorry. They are able to point you towards a few inns. There is. the Broken Scepter in the General District. There is... Sorry, I'm browsing through my book. The Drunken Dragon in the hotel in the Harbor District. And... One sec. Okay, yeah, that's it. It's just those two. So, the Drunken Dragon or the, I can't remember what I said. Just sound.
Broken Scepter.
Broken Scepter.
Hmm. Well, given the exploring we did yesterday, we can stay in the Clown Hotel.
Yes. So, the Broken Scepter it is.
Alrighty, you guys walk in, and Slaughtered Fork, the Wild Hunt Shifter, greets you. He says, "Hey, welcome to the Broken Scepter."
Hello, we are looking for a room for the night.
1 gold.
I will provide the gold.
I can.
Alrighty, so you guys stay at the Broken Scepter.
Terrifying clown dreams.
The red and gray color scheme is very prominent. It's everywhere. And you guys get to have dinner, and you guys watch a magician perform, which is neat.
Nice.
And, yeah, the night passes, so go ahead and do a long rest, everybody.
Long rest, activate!
And I'm going to say you guys have a little bit of time in the morning, though. Finry, you wake up in the morning, and you have to go do animal training with everybody else, so go ahead and give me animal handling.
Okay. I'll handle it. 17.
One sec, will I roll something? Wow. It could go better, but you manage. Mm-hmm. Because you're not just training with you're training with the army.
Yeah.
And it's not you that seems to be the problem this morning, it seems to be everybody else. Okay, let me switch back. What's to do? Okay. Alrighty, so, Parnell and Gimsam, you guys can visit, like, one building before you guys have to go in off and meet with Finry and the others.
Gimsam, do we need any supplies?
I think we supplied ourselves with everything we needed the other day, and this town has very little to offer otherwise.
Well, it was, enough.
So, no plans?
Oh, we can still, find our way to someplace there. Maybe we can go check out the temple.
We may as well.
So, we'll head into the temple and see what it's about.
Let's turn. Where? Here it is. This temple is pretty much very basic. It's a quiet place for meditation. There's rooms in the back that you guys can probably tell is used for burial preparations. There's a basin that is dried out, but you can see like traces of silver powder at the bottom for holy water. So, yeah, this is just your like standard temple / church. There's not really much to it. As you guys go in there, you guys meet a female half-orc with blonde hair. Greetings, I am Shatha.
Hello, I'm Parnell, and this is my companion, Gimstan.
Oh.
Well met.
Do you have need of aid today?
Not specifically, unless there's something you need, Gimstan, but I was curious about the temple and figured I'd stick my head in, and we're going to be on the road for a while, so... It'll be a while before we're back here.
Well, Sister Ellen is at the barracks minding people. So if you want to... So if you wish to arrange a wedding and she looks between the two of you, or if you need to have a burial, you can tell me and I'll make sure to pass it along to her.
I think we're fine for the moment. So, if one of us dies, we'll let you know.
Very well.
If we both die, we will not.
If you excuse me, I need to finish some dusting. And she goes off. And yeah, that's pretty much it for the temple. So I imagine you guys leave, and then along comes Rosa, who drags you all off to the barracks. And as you get there, Finry is with Sir Beau and Amethyst, and you guys set out.
Woohoo!
And let me pull up.
Wait.
And let me pull up the hex map.
Good training today, Finry.
Okay, what do I want to? What color should I use? Let's use purple just because it'll stand out more. Okay, so you guys. Okay, you guys are here. Actually, you know what? No, I think I know. Actually, I think I know something else the better that'll work. There's more. One sec, sorry, gang.
Mm-hmm.
Drop one of our icons in and make it really small.
Here, purple. Oops, no. Way too big. Way too big. Better, but not quite. Sorry about this, gang.
The party exists somewhere within this circle.
No, nope, I guess I'm working doing it like that, so I guess I will have to draw it out like a little dot. Sorry, gang. Okay. So, you guys are here, located on Tintern. And you guys set out. So, let me just start there. Okay, so you guys are going through some woods. And at about midday, we start this particular hex. And you guys start, and you guys end up at some grasslands. Are you guys doing anything while you're walking through the grasslands?
Any objections to, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, probably tossing a stick for Amethyst to chase. I don't know.
Objections to some music?
Oh, go ahead.
Pan flute time.
Roll performance, Parnell.
I'm practicing.
And we all hate Parnell now.
Now. Alrighty. Let's see. Okay, so things could be going better. Is there anything else?
Not until we get to camp, I don't think.
Alrighty then. You guys keep going forward, and at the end of the day, you guys reach the river that's bordering a trade route and the woods. And you guys set up camp. I'm assuming the camping order is still the same?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Unless there's objections.
Okay, I believe that's Parnell then.
Perception?
Yes.
I got a 9.
Everything goes fine. Gimstan?
Perception. That's persuasion. 10.
In the middle of the night, you hear strange noises.
Hmm.
But nothing comes to actively attack you.
Okay, then.
And then
tell Finry about that when we change shifts.
Alrighty, so then you go to wake up Finry.
But Finry's a ghost.
No, she's not. So, yeah, she'll keep an extra eye out and ear out and have Amethyst stand out there too with her.
Perception check?
Perception 16.
Okay, ooh, you guys see nothing.
Amethyst.
You guys don't see anything really of note. The night passes uneventfully. And then in the morning, you guys wake up, and as you guys head along, heading for the trade route and the bridge that forks over the river, heading south towards Cambria. One sec. You guys enter. Well, actually, I shouldn't say you guys enter, but you guys see a woman crying by the river.
Hmm. What do you make of this?
The woman in distress. Parnell, this seems to be your area.
Yes. So Parnell will approach and say, hail, miss.
She just starts wailing, and then from further down the river, you guys hear a, stay away from my sister! And then there's a honking sound. And one sec while I switch maps again.
Oh boy.
Plan.
Honking sound?
If it's an angry goose, we should leave.
Yeah, we don't mess with angry geese.
You guys are gonna hate me then. One second.
Oh no.
Clear all fog. It's not a
ghosts
geese.
Ghosts are one thing, but geese. Yeah.
Huddle characters. One sec.
I don't know. River somethings.
Add the map. Add the map. One sec. Let's see if Rosa can figure out what these things are. One sec while I... Sorry, I had to add her. Let's see. This would be nature.
Six. Rosa, you're the smart one around here.
Nope. She doesn't,
this problem for
she
us.
Doesn't know what they are. But, yeah. You see a woman, and with her is a swan.
Oh.
And on that note, everybody, roll initiative.
Zeus, is that you?
Oh, boy.
I got six.
Nine.
If I could actually hit my button. There we go. Hey, not bad for having a minus one. 18.
One second. And you watch it before your eyes, the swan turns into another maiden that looks exactly like the other two.
Okay.
And let's roll initiative for everybody. Whoops. I forgot I had to do it for Rosa and, Turbo.
I think the reason Parnell is being slow here is she's like, I don't think these are normal women.
What was your first clue?
And on that note, Fenry, you're up first.
Okay. I'm not exactly certain what these creatures are, or ladies are, about to do to us, so...
Well, they're both holding daggers, so I'll give you that much.
Okay, fun.
Not daggers, rapier, sorry.
I will... Yeah, I can do one creature. I'm going to touch Gimstan, I believe. Am I next to him? Yeah, I'm right next to Gimstan. So I'm going to touch him on the shoulder and cast Guidance on him. And I think that's going to be it for this moment because I don't have any bonus actions I can really mess with because that's a concentration spell. So, yep, I'm going to stick with that.
Push.
Yep, you have Guidance now, Gimstan.
Hey.
And Amethyst goes charging forward, wings spread, and she's going to bite one of these one ladies.
Get him! Get him!
And that's a six.
Oh, no.
Nope.
No.
And now it's
the
swan's turn. This one in particular, and she's going to go waddling away downstream, even still sobbing and screaming.
Oh, God.
And that's her turn, and now we never go to number four's turn. And she's going to attack Amethyst with her rapier. And that's an 11.
Alone.
And that just hits.
Ah.
And that's 6 to Amethyst.
Oh my god.
Amethyst, no!
Okay.
Oh, no.
And now it's the other Swan Min's turn. Who is going to charge up to Gimstan because you're closest?
Oh, damn.
Makes sense.
That was a bonus action.
Okay. And that's a 23 to hit.
Okay, yeah, that hit.
Ouch.
6 piercing damage. And on that note, Gimstan, it's now your turn.
Yes, I hoped we could resolve this peacefully, but inflict wounds on the one next to me. That is a crit.
Nice.
okay.
So that's, what do we say? Let's see. Crit on inflict wounds is 3d10, so that's 30 damage.
Okay, and roll.
Plus 16 damage.
So 46 total. This woman explodes in the glitter?
Uh-huh. Now if you hit Parnell with that, Parnell will also explode in the glitter. So
and the woman attacking Amethyst shrieks in fury. Again, you men! And, Parnell, you're up.
Well, Parnell's gonna rush up here and say, then face me instead. And, swing a Morning Star at her. I got a 25 in total.
That hits.
Ooh. Awesome.
It's your I am no man moment.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, exactly.
And is that your turn?
Yeah, I'll leave it with that.
Okay, it's Serbo's turn.
I am the only man in the party at the minute, so it's kind of too bad I exploded one.
That's a 5. She has no idea what's going on. So she's going to go over to Fenry. She says, Fenry, you need to be more commanding with Amethyst.
Yeah.
And now it's Rose's turn. I'll work on that. She's going to go over here, and she's going to use Thorn Whip on this woman. 21 to hit. That hits. 6 piercing damage.
Devo powers activate.
And top of the round, Fenry.
Okay, I'm going to do Toll the Dead on that lady. That's a wisdom save, please.
On number 4?
The one that's attacking Amethyst, yeah.
So
it fails, and it already has damage done to it?
Yes.
Righty. Oh boy, a 1. My god, that's so brilliantly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, loving that. Okay. I'm gonna not do my bonus action right now. Nope. I'll wait. I think we can take her.
Alright, Amethyst's turn, and she's gonna bite.
Amethyst. Please get her, Amethyst.
5, no.
Gosh, darn it, we're just doing so good.
Okay, it is now the enemy's turn, and this woman's gonna continue going waddling away. And now it's this one's turn. Rapier towards Parnell. I think he's gonna take the bait.
Okay.
First swing, 15.
I'll miss.
Second swing, because she has multi-attack and I forgot last turn. 22.
That'll hit.
3 piercing damage to you, Parnell.
Say 3?
Yes. And that's her turn. Gimtan, you're up.
Alright, I'm gonna step over here so that I'm behind Arnell, and I will do Toll Dead on Bridge Swan. That's a wisdom saving throw of 13.
That's a dirty 20.
Okay, then. That's it. Then, where's my other thingy? Bonus action, spiritual weapon.
Give me a second. Boop-a-doo. Where is your token?
Ooh, I can add one. Cool. I have a button.
Oh.
So I'll put it back there. Aha. I wondered what that little button that says add spell token did. Apparently it adds a spell token. And I shall attack with my spiritual weapon.
Go ahead.
For 18.
18 hits?
Yeah. And then 6 damage.
Okay. That's your turn?
That's all for me.
Parnell.
Alright, with more mace time. I got an 11.
No.
Alas. Well, I'll continue being a problem for distraction here.
It's Sarah Bo's turn. I think she's going to go over this way and she's going to make sure that one woman is really leaving, and now it's Rosa's turn. And Rosa is going to use Thorn Whip. That's a 24. That hits. 2 damage. Okay.
Rosa.
And top of the round, Fenry.
Alrighty, I'm going to try it again, Toll the Dead.
That's a 2.
Awesome. 7 damage this time.
Okay.
Much better, and I'm going to not do a bonus action and let Amethyst go for it. Please hit
this
one.
That's a 22, that hits.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And she rolled a 1 for a minus 1 for a 0.
Nibble.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, it is now this
How
one.
Did she critical hit and get 0? Oh my god. Her damage is minus 1.
The other woman is now gone. She's just left.
I think Amethyst needs to not be in any more fights.
And now it's this one man's turn. She's going to head and say, "You men!" And she's going to leap off and drop the bridge. Amethyst, Parnell, and Gimstan. Gimstan, you have to use your spell to weapon for this, but you all get attacks of opportunity.
I just
22, that hits.
Where did it go?
Yes, you got
18.
You, everyone hits.
So.
Wow. Okay, so Amethyst does nothing.
I'll do 6.
I got 11.
Parnell, as you hit her with your Morning Star, and well, actually, as your Morning Star collides at the same time as Gimstan's like token thing, there is a thump, and this woman kind of just falls off the edge of the bridge and face plants into the river with a splat. And yeah, that's the end of combat.
The Twitch is not updating the map for some reason. It's weird.
No, I'm seeing it. It's on stream. Okay. Measure.
That's weird. I'm not seeing it different, and I've refreshed, but I can hear us fine, so interesting.
I'll yell down the river. Look, I apologize for the misunderstanding.
It's showing up on stream manager just fine.
We're so sorry. We're so sorry. It updated now.
Alrighty, gang. Go ahead and roll me history, arcana, or nature checks again.
Okay, what's my best here? History. I got a 6.
It was history, arcana, or nature, you said?
Yes.
I got a 7.
21.
Hey!
Natural 20.
Fenrir, somebody give her the book.
It takes you a moment, but as you stare at this, remainder of this battle, you realize, oh, swan maidens. They're fae creatures that can turn into swans. Normally known for tricking men into falling men and women. I should say people, into falling in love with them. And then there's usually some sort of tragic story after that, and judging from the woman that just fled off downstream, you can guess this particular story did not go well for the other fae.
Oh. Poor fae. Tricking people. Yeah, that's what happens.
Should we be concerned about the one that got away?
Only insofar as it might go on and trick somebody else into falling in love with her. It seems like she's, you know, like, suffering enough.
Sorry, gang, I accidentally got rid of...
I was watching everyone slowly disappear, one by one. Oh no, our companions!
Okay. And let's go back to the hex map. Okay, so you guys finished that particular encounter. And yeah, you guys find the trade route. So you guys proceed from that point onwards and, well, you guys go south into the woods.
Into the woods.
And yeah. So proceeding onwards, you guys pass, it passes like so after that particular day. You guys can talk among yourselves and then you guys reached a place to camp and it's nighttime. So, Parnell, perception checks.
Will do. I got a 5. Parnell's not very perceptive.
Forest noises, you don't know what's normal and what isn't.
I've never been to Cambria before. This is probably normal here. It's fine.
Game scan.
21.
Everything seems fine. And Fenry.
And I'll have Amethyst out with me. I've got an 8. Amethyst is always guarding with me whenever I'm on watch.
10.
Ooh, not much better.
Everything seems
I'm
fine.
I'm spooked. I'm probably just spooked.
Okay.
Watching the
woods. Unrested. Do we need to train? Aren't you supposed to be training a dog?
Yeah.
Every morning.
Yes, every morning.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, go ahead
do
and
do
a long rest button, everybody.
Handling?
First long rest. So, did everyone get their long rest?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And shall I work with Amethyst for a bit? Or, okay. 12. Not as good on the road.
It goes okay-ish. All right.
Who else is going to observe this?
Lots of distraction. He's observing what I'm doing wrong. He's gonna give me tips
keep
now.
Bolstering up my herbs while we camp.
Ah.
So training.
Okay, so as you're doing that, one sec while I open up the harvesting book. Where did I put? Ugh.
Make sure to be marking off rations.
Oh yeah, that too. Sorry, gang. I'm terrible at this.
Oh, that was 2 days. Oh yeah, I just discovered if you add your rations to your generalized equipment list, you can put in a little up-down counter instead of having to edit it every time.
That's handy. Okie dokie.
I forget how many days worth we have. I'm sure
we topped you up last time, and then we just used 2, so I think you should be at 8.
Yeah, because I do not have rations on my sheet, so...
Alrighty. Gimfan, give me a nature or survival.
Survival 22.
Nice.
Okay. Oh, we're in the forest. Oh. Okay, you get... Oh, I have to roll this.
You get a tree.
Someone's gonna have to help me carry this.
You get 4 lavender seeds.
Oh, I do have a bit of an excess of lavender seeds, but I'm gaining foraging experience.
Yes, you are.
Okay, so that's been dealt with. Alright, so you guys continue on your merry way. And as you do, I'm going to need a survival check.
14.
From each of us, or,
from everybody.
17.
Dang it. Come on, I do not want to do a search right now. It thinks I want to do a search. There we go, okay. Had to get out of that. I accidentally bumped the thing. Okay, you said survival. 21.
You guys manage to stay on course. You guys don't get lost among the twisting, turning pathways.
Awesome.
Find a river again, though.
And close to water and refill our water skins.
Alrighty. Sorry. Brain went weird. Okay. So, camping, I'll skip this time, and we can just go straight to morning, because nothing important's happening. So, okay, go ahead, Finry. Animal handling.
19.
It goes great. Game stand.
And, 6.
No, you're not having any luck today. And you guys...
I needed more lavender seeds.
So you guys, pass through the river area.
Time for more practice. Hey, I got 21 for my performance.
You were playing loud and clear through the woods, and you were all having a grand old time. Another camping day, so I'll skip that because I'm beginning to suspect I may have made a mistake doing this, but anyways, so you guys do more camping, and then a new day starts. I need to turn off the grid. Okay, this time we'll do it. Parnell, perception.
12.
Okay. Jensen?
18.
Okay. And Finry?
17.
One sec. Boop. 12. Okay, yeah, everything goes fine. So, you guys are at the end of that, and then we reach the next day. You guys continue along the route. You guys do actually pass a few travelers on wagons and horses who are also heading the Kermethin. And they seem really excited for it. But they don't really stay long because they overtake you pretty easily because, you know, horses and all that. And at the end of the day, you guys reach the edge of the woods. And then it's time to camp again. Perception check again.
19.
21.
Oh, he's showing me up.
9.
Okay. Parnell, you feel something weird, but nothing actually happens. Gimstan, you also feel something weird, but nothing happens. Benry, you don't notice anything, but Amethyst seems a little unsettled.
Okay. What is it, girl? What's out there?
She kind of just nuzzles into you and whimpers.
Uh-oh. Be wary, guys. Amethyst is upset.
Well, the morning, Parnell will comment about the road since Tintern has seemed pretty safe overall. You know, just the swan ladies there as far as trouble. So, no bandits, no marauding armies. you know, maybe we've found the only safe place in all the land.
But you say as your DM makes a face.
Yeah. Something feels off.
Excuse me? Shut up.
That also is not raining.
But still, something feels off.
Okay, new morning.
Okay, a new animal handling for training with Amethyst. 15.
Okay, it goes okay.
Ooh, 20.
You find 8 lavender seeds. You think you're having a good day today?
Mm-hmm. 8 lavender?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Pernell will do more flute playing.
Okay. So as you start playing music, you guys leave the woods. You guys are walking along, and before long, one sec while I pull up the settlement book. Okay, you guys see a large city on the coast. There's farmlands, and the roads seem to be well-traveled. The roads seem to be serviceable, at least, though you're not exactly sure what that means. And you guys are passing, like, as you guys walk along, you guys see more, like, wagons and caravans coming and going and so on and so forth. From a distance, you guys can see the city does seem to be very crowded, and then as you approach the gates, there is screaming.
Oh boy.
And one sec while I upload our new encounter. My apologies, Finry and Jen and Izzy, you two are probably going to recognize this place, this particular map, but it's, I was kind of out of options for gate maps from our Humblewood thing.
No worries. Gate to gate. So.
One sec, let me huddle characters.
Door, so, walls on each side.
So you guys see a lot of people running and screaming up ahead, and one sec while I had
oh boy.
Finry and I need to add Rosa and Serbo to the map as well. Add the map. Serbo is actually going to walk forward and say, "What is going on?" And then, from the city gates ahead, you guys see a floating entity. It is basically, its entirety is on fire, and you guys see it. It's basically a flaming skeleton, more or less.
Well, that's not something you see every day.
It turns and it looks at you all, and it screams.
Had to say we were safe, didn't you, Parnell?
I'm sorry.
And on that note, roll initiative, everybody.
9.
7.
1.
We're kind of taken aback by the sight.
I'm shocked. Oh, wow. Yeah, I have a -1 to initiative. I could actually have a 0, technically, if I roll a 1.
Okay. Top of the round. And we start with this mysterious entity. He's gonna float forward.
And offer us cookies, right?
He goes up to Serbo, and he raises it. One arm, finger outstretched, the touch. And that's a dirty 20, and that hits. Serbo.
Oh, God. Stay the hell away from is she my sergeant or my captain?
Your leader. She's a general.
Yeah.
Okay.
General. That's
so
it.
Serbo takes 13 cold damage and 2 necrotic damage.
Ooh.
So 15.
So it's not on fire.
And
not real fire now.
Actually, no. Seeing this, Serbo's gonna actually say no, and she raises her shield up, and a shining shield is gonna save her. She casts shield on herself.
Thank goodness.
Ah, long rest. Sorry, guys. Sorry, I didn't realize Rosa and well, in the case of Rosa, it does matter. Okay. Needed to change that back. Okay, yeah, sorry about that. But yeah, she's still gonna do it like that. And we go over to the next in the turn order, and that's Rosa.
Hey, it's Rosa.
Rosa's going into Thorn Whip. 17. 17 hits. 5 piercing damage.
Go, Rosa.
Okay. Next is Parnell.
Parnell, seeing this as some sort of ultra magic evil creature of some sort, will head up. Will cast a spell of Thunderous Smite, which is takes a bonus action. It's concentration up to 1 minute. The first time you hit with a melee weapon, attack during your spell's duration, effectively do more damage, and there's a big thunderous sound. So,
okay.
Additionally, the target is a creature. It must succeed to a saving throw and put 10 feet away from you, or just gets knocked prone. So, go ahead and cast that, and I'll swing my mace at it. Or Morningstar. Sorry. Cool. 9 probably misses.
9 misses. Is that it?
Yep.
Good plan.
This thing looks undead-ish. Would you describe this thing as humanoid?
It is undead, and it is humanoid-ish.
Okay, if it's humanoid-ish, I'm going to try Hold Person Wisdom Saving Throw.
No.
7.
Alright, for 1 minute, it cannot move. It may make another Wisdom Saving Throw on its turn to try to break 3.
Okie dokie.
And let's see, that's just a concentration, so I should be able to use my Spiritual Weapon bonus action, so I'll also cast Spiritual Weapon and get that out so I can bonus weapon things. Oops, now I'm on top of the dang thing. There we go. So I'll also smack it with my Spiritual Weapon.
Go ahead.
Bonk, 12.
12 hits.
For 5 damage.
Okay. And it is now Sir Bo's turn. And Jay the Long Sword is going to use it.
Go, girl.
16. That hits. 8 damage. Okay. And next in the turn order is Fenry.
My turn. Alrighty. I am going to try Toll the Dead on this thing. That's a wisdom save. See how wise it is.
4.
4. Nope, that does not succeed. That's 4 damage. And then I'm going to put Shield of Faith on my puppy.
Probably a smart decision. What does Shield of Faith do again?
Shield of Faith. It, a shimmering field appears and surrounds a creature of your choice within range, granting it a +2 bonus to AC for the duration.
Okay.
So that gives her like a 13 or something, I think, AC.
Yeah. AC 13.
It's something. I'm like, it's something, since she's gonna go bite it now.
Wump. She flies too far, she goes crashing over the other end, she rolled a natural 1.
Oh, poor baby.
Top of the round.
Well, Aethys is tried to drop her weapon, but her weapon was her teeth, so she just projected them and the rest of her over there, so.
Yeah, plonk onto her face.
And it is now the enemy's turn. Does a 12 beat your DC?
No.
Okay.
So still paralyzed.
Alrighty. It is now Rose's turn. She's gonna cast Storm up again. 16, that hits. 4 piercing damage. And it is now Parnell's turn.
Parnell will swing her Morningstar. 16 to hit.
16 hits.
Alright, so start with the 9 base damage. Then the Thunder Smite damage will activate for 5 more. And if the target is a creature, it must succeed a strength saving throw or be pushed 10 feet away from you and knocked prone. DC is 13, so yeah.
Oh, the creature automatically fails strength and dexterity saving throws while paralyzed.
Then he failed. Well, he failed anyway. So.
Oh, and attack rolls against the creature have advantage. I should have read this.
So should have I, but today seems to be a day of being off.
Oh, any attack that hits the creature is a critical hit if the attacker is within 5 feet.
Nice.
I should have read this spell. This is a good spell.
Yes. Yes, yeah. It is.
Well, we know better going forward now. I guess Parnell, is that everything?
Well, if that was a crit, then I guess, you know, plus 12 damage, but, you know, I don't mind if it's not, so.
One sec.
Because we just found out about that.
Okay. Gimstan.
I mean, given all that, I'm going to run up next to it, because why not? I'll move my spiritual weapon up while I'm doing it, and I'll just smack it with my underused quarterstaff.
Go ahead.
That's a 3, but it said automatic critical hit. Wait. Oh, I get advantage on attacking it, and it's a critical hit if it attacks, so I get advantage, yes. Which I didn't click. Okay. So advantage, okay, still... Wait, I'm rolling damage. That's why I'm not doing anything. Sorry.
I was a little puzzled why you were rolling a d6.
Yeah, okay, 7 doesn't hit, and... Oh, that's a crit anyway. With advantage.
Okay, roll your... Okay, so quarterstaff
is... 6 plus 1, so 7... With the quarterstaff.
7, okay.
And then I can hit it with my big flying rock. 14 with advantage. Still 14.
14 hits.
Then 10.
Okay, Genshin, as you direct your rock to hit it over the head, I'd like you to roll perception checks.
Perception.
Oh.
That's a 9.
You're still hearing a lot of noise in the distance.
There's a big fight going on.
And it is now Sibbo's turn. She's going to walk up to this and hit it with her longsword. And that's a dirty 20. And that's 8. She strikes this thing through and it erupts into a pile of like ash and cinders and vanishes from sight. And then as you do so, you guys hear a like horrific moaning sound, like I'm only saying that sounds very, very similar. Where is it? The map. Oh, there it is. As floating out of the gate is another one of these things.
Oh boy.
The city populated by floating skeletons?
No, I think it's under attack. Like, they're the bad guys and they're attacking it.
Floating skeletons in my city?
More likely than you think.
Okay. Sorry about that. I had to redo that. Okay. And now it's Serbo's turn, and now it's the new entity's turn. Who floats forward and seeing its fellow get disrupted by Serbo, it's going to attack her. 16 hits Serbo. 16 does not hit. And that's its turn.
Okay, I guess I'll try Toll Dead, just to see. Wisdom saving throw, 13.
10.
Okay, so 1d8, 4 damage, necrotic, and then bash it with a rock, that's 13 to hit.
Necrotic, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a dumb DM. Apparently today's the day for not reading things. This does nothing. It's easy to be immune to necrotic damage.
That's what I thought, but I had to try. It's a 13 to hit with the big rock.
So Toll the Dead doesn't actually do anything to it, which I was thinking.
Well, it does pain wave out this time. It's fine. Sorry, I'm dumb DM. 13 hits this thing, yes.
Okay, then 11 damage.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
Alrighty, Finry.
Then I am going for Sacred Flame. I need a dex save of 14.
3.
Awesome. Then that's how much damage it gets. 3.
Radiant damage seems to be very effective against this thing.
So how are, what?
Radiant. Sacred Flame. Good.
Radiant is very good. Okay, that's what I was hoping since, necrotic wasn't working for us. How's everybody's health? Are we doing okay?
I don't think anybody's been hit yet.
Okay. I was just checking. I didn't think so either, so. Yep, I will hold off then. That's it.
Okay, there we go.
Yep, I don't have anything else awesome for bonus actions.
Yeah,
that isn't...
The stream seems to be super slow and updating today. That's weird.
Oh, wait. Actually, I guess... you've already got your spiritual weapon out. I'll just keep mine for right now.
Alrighty.
Until we get into a bigger fight.
I'm going to say Amethyst gets up from off the ground from where she face planted earlier.
Yeah.
And it's going to be her turn. Mm-hmm. It's Rose's turn now.
She technically should have had advantage last time when she went for it.
Yeah, we're all
dumb. So, this is why you should always read your spells when you cast them.
That's a 22 to hit. That hits. 5 piercing damage towards this thing. Okay. And it's Parnell's turn.
Alright. Parnell will rush on up. We'll go ahead and cast Thunder Smite again. And take a swing with Morningstar for a 19 to hit.
19 hits.
So that's 12 damage to start with. The Thunderous Smite adds another 3. And I'll go ahead and Divine Smite for 2d8 plus 1d8 because undead. For 12 and 4 more.
Kill it. Kill it good.
Okay, because of Thunder Smite, you need to make a strength saving throw or get knocked backwards. That's a 3. It gets knocked backwards. And as it does, Sir Bo and Gimstan, you guys get opportunity attacks. Gimstan, you can go first.
Quarterstaff. Crit.
Nice.
So that's 6 plus 5.
Before Sir Bo can even, like, swing out with her sword, your quarterstaff whooshes out and bop, whoosh. As it goes flying backward, it disintegrates into dust.
All right.
You push it back with lightning and I just trip it. Just thunk.
By the way, the Thunder Smite is very loud, so, anyone within 300 feet of me has heard that.
And ouch. My ear.
Yes.
Yeah, we're all like, what was that?
Guess okay.
We should, like, go inside now and see what's going on.
Agreed.
You guys, perception check.
Perception 10.
19.
11.
One sec while I do it for Amethyst and our NPC friends. 6. Amethyst is not paying attention. She's shaking her head and getting off of the ground.
Flapping the dust out of her wings.
And discover that the city's not actually here. Oh no!
Okay. One sec while I review the results. Sorry, gang. I know this is taking a little, mm-hmm. being a little bit slow.
Okay. And Sanctuary lasts for like 10 minutes.
Gimstan, Parnell, Fenry, Rosa, and Serbo, you all hear like a bit of. Like, over the screaming, you guys hear someone approaching you. As someone, like, passes through the gate and says, oh, finally caught up to those. And then this figure does a double take and they say, Rosa? Is that you? And then Rosa turns and looks and goes, oh! And, well, that's where we're going to end today's session. Many Stories, Many Games is a tabletop variety show. You can find us on Twitter at ManyStorgaPod. The music and sound effects come from Monument Studios and were paid for personal usage. This podcast is powered by Podcasters by Spotify. Choices is a D&D 5e campaign using the Cities of Myth Fallen Camelot setting created by Realm Warp Media. Thanks for listening.